Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today on the program, we're going to hear from Samantha Hebel at Central College about an opportunity to write letters to soldiers overseas in remembrance of September 11th.
I'm Samantha Hebel. I am an AmeriCorps Vista, so I'm serving for a year term at Central College. I coordinate the Central Volunteer Center here, so we are primarily in charge of organizing one-time service events. We work on national days of service, and we help connect students with volunteer opportunities in the area.
And on the anniversary of 9/11, you guys are going to be holding an event. Tell me about what that's going to be.
On 9/11, we are going to be writing letters. We call it Letters to Heroes. So students will have the option to write letters to soldiers that are serving overseas, or they can write to a police officer or a firefighter, either in Pella, in their hometown, or even in New York, wherever they want to send it. We will arrange that for them. And so we think that 9/11 is a perfect opportunity to give thanks to the people who have done so much to protect us and our country, whether big or small. And so we're hoping that we can get a lot of students to send a lot of letters of thanks for that day.
I know it can be hard to get letters, especially in bulk numbers overseas to the soldiers. How were you able to do that?
We're going to go through Operation Gratitude. So it's an already established organization, and they frequently take letters and send them constantly to troops overseas. They kind of have an idea of soldiers who have been not receiving as much mail or have been over there longer in special situations, and so they have soldiers that they can target to get those letters to. So what we do is we have students write them, we collect them, and then we send a bulk mailing to them, and they take care of it from there so that they don't have to release any personal information for the soldiers.
So are you just looking for students to come help out, or can anyone in the community come?
We're opening the event to anybody who's interested. We can even take... We've had some interest from community already. We even had somebody from Texas email who saw our posting online. So we're getting in touch with them and collecting all the letters, and it'll probably be by the end of the week that we're hoping to get at least one mailing out, and then as letters come in, we can send more to Operation Gratitude or to the different precincts for firefighters and police officers.
So why did you want to do this project?
For AmeriCorps, we focus a lot on the National Days of Service. We're a national service position ourselves. I'm a volunteer in Service to America is what VISTA stands for. And so it's been a priority to take these days of service and raise awareness for volunteerism. So we had the option of just serving on 9/11, or we could create an event. And so I wanted to create something that more people could be involved in. We actually started raising awareness Thursday and Friday on campus and had students talk about what they wanted to do for 9/11, and we let them know they could help us by writing letters. And so I felt that this way we could reach out to a lot of students, and even if this is the only time they do service, it's something that they can do that's only a couple minutes of their time, and it'll at least get them thinking about other ways they could be involved throughout the rest of the year.
Have you ever been involved with an event like this before on 9/11?
I've never done anything for 9/11 before. It's been new, and I'm excited about it being a newer National Day of Service and Remembrance, but I have worked on events for like MLK Day and things like that before, so I'm excited that we'll have another opportunity to get students involved and get the community aware of what they can do.
So what kind of things are you looking for in these letters for people to write?
They can be pretty generic. We want students to be able to express themselves. If they have any personal feelings, they can write that. But we just want people to say thank you and take a few minutes to recognize everything that these people do for us and to realize that they're making a big sacrifice for our sake. And so just to take the minute to turn around and just say thanks. It can be as simple as that. We have some little messages they could write about, like, thanks for all you do. We appreciate you serving. So it can be simple, or it can be personal, heartfelt, whatever people are willing to share.
And so where can people come if they want to write a letter?
We will be in Maytag Student Union on Central Campus from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on September 11th. So that's located off Broadway near Independence Street. And otherwise, they can email us at ivolunteer@central.edu. and we can help them get involved and write letters if they're not able to come to campus during that time.
All right, well, thanks for talking with me today.
Thanks, it was nice to meet you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Samantha Hebel at Central College about a service opportunity to write letters to those in the military overseas in remembrance of September 11th. Marion County Midday Magazine, today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast, is next.